Yes, summertime in the cabin of Crapper Creek. This week, we've got a good show. We're going to look at unethical life hacks. We'll talk showering together with lovely Maria. Stupid questions for ChatGTP. My man Bo from the zoo. We talk mayo on pizza. You're shitting me. Plus an episode of Fuck My Life and slam poetry with my man Michael Schaefer. All this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
Well, hello, my friends, my listeners. I don't say fans because that's stupid. Nobody's a fan of me. You just listen to the show, and I appreciate that. Thank you for tuning in all the way out here in Crapper Creek, Alaska, the world's farthest north rock station. We couldn't be happier to have you aboard. I'm going to go hang with some of my buds. I think we're going to go get a beer after work. It's good to have buddies. You got to have buddies. Did you have a gang when you were a kid? You know, your little neighborhood crew, right? Do you still stick around? Was it one of my neighborhood crew is my financial consultant. So let's go there. Those are good friends. They're the ones you have forever. Now, they say, believe it or not, as we get older, the more friends we have. Yeah, they said most people actually have no problem making friends as they age. And older people, 60, 65 and older, say they have more friends than ever. Whereas like 18 to 30 have the least. Wow. And I'm sure you have friends and you're just wondering, wow, are they a real friend? Are they a true friend? You know, like your BFF kind of friend? How do you judge? How do you know? Well, I mean, are they giving you their unused opioids? Well, there you go. Does your friend talk to the ugly one so you can hit on the hot one? That's a friend. Or if they lie to the police about your whereabouts last night? Only a friend would do that. Their reaction to your rattlesnake bite is like, all right, dude, where do I need to suck? That is a friend. They not only try your homemade beer, they actually pretend to like it. If he helps you retrieve an ear pod from a porta potty, that's a bro, man. That is a bro. They never hit you with like the plus four card in Uno. Now, here's the best way to tell if it's a friend? Duh, they help you move. Only a friend does that. Time for another episode of
Fuck My Life.
That's right. This is basically the stories I always ask you to send them in, and you guys never disappoint. These are just some really bad, crappy situations that many of you have found yourself in, and maybe by sharing them with us, it will make us all feel better. So let's get on with our first one, shall I? We, us, you, me. I started a new job. Now I'm trapped in a small office with a woman who says, "Oh, my gravy," over and over and over in response to literally everything.
Fuck my life.
Today, I overheard my son tell his dad that he's in love. And without pausing, my husband proceeded to tell him it's temporary, it won't last, relationships are pointless, women only cause grief, and money in the bank keeps a man warm at night better than any woman with cold feet. I'm trying not to feel insulted.
Fuck my life.
Today, while at work as a cashier, I tried to be sweet and ID an elderly man buying a bottle of wine. Instead of giggling, he responded by calling me a blind-ass bitch and calling my manager for harassing him. He's just trying to be nice.
Fuck my life.
Today, upon getting out of the shower, I was toweling off when I smelled something odd, and I grabbed the towel and saw dried poop on it. Apparently, during my little sister's birthday party yesterday, we'd run out of toilet paper. Oh my God. I think it's time to get back in that shower.
Fuck my life.
Today I learned that the only reason most of my students come to my lectures at the university is they have a running bet on how many times I say okay in 2 hours. By the way, last week, 137 times. Okay? Okay.
Fuck my life.
Finally, today, while in line at the water park, I looked down to see my 3-year-old daughter chewing on a used Band-Aid. Out of the mouths of babes. I know Memorial Day weekend is come and gone, and you're full of barbecue food, so you may not be hungry right now. This may not be the best time for it, but by law, I must give you a foodie roundup. Yeah! Take a look at the world of food this week. A new Heinz ketchup machine would let you blend your own sauce. What? You need a ketchup machine? Here's how it works. You pick a base, which includes stuff like ketchup, ranch, 57 sauce, barbecue sauce. Then you can add in flavors and enhance like jalapeno, smoked chipotle, buffalo, mango. You can choose more than one, and that can be added in low, medium, or high. The machine is called the Heinz Remix. It's a prototype. I'm hoping to get it out on market. Do we really need... Or you could just mix it in a bowl. Couldn't you just mix it in a bowl? Do you need a machine to do that? All right, a study looked at every state's favorite drunk food. Ah, yes, burgers are number one. Go to BuzzFeed in 16 states. Which is kind of surprising. Let's see, number two is chicken wings. Grilled cheese, followed by nachos, pizza, kebabs, quesadillas, and burritos. I would have thought pizza would be higher on that list. Or breakfast, because it's late at night and you're drunk and you're at Denny's. Number one best late night drunk restaurant, Taco Bell. I mean, that's where all the drunks are asleep. By the way, if you're wondering, counting at home, Alaska's favorite drunk food, yes, we were one of the chicken wing states. Speaking of fast food, Wendy's is working on a new pickup system for app orders, which would deliver your food from the kitchen underground and out to a kiosk at your parking space. That's weird. The chicken company Purdue, they're making beer now. All right, expanding. A bride going viral for a cost-efficient decision to serve chilies at her wedding. Said she paid $1,950 for 99 guests. The average price for wedding catering is about $75 a guest, so that would have been $7,500. Wow, way to go. Hey, non-alcoholic cocktails and other zero-proof drinks are gaining popularity among Gen Zers and millennials. Meanwhile, speaking of alcohol, Anheuser-Busch temporarily redesigning its Bud Light Budweiser bottle, aluminum bottles to have a camouflage look to appear to, appeal to really, really tough manly men after their opposite move a few weeks ago. Gotta know your crowd. Did you know 7% of people, you've heard me talk about it, dip their pizza in mayonnaise? But that's not the only thing. Marinara, garlic butter, and ranch. Some put ketchup. 7% also put, 8% want hot honey. 7% put honey on their pizza. Elsewhere, a place in Philly selling a $700 cheeseburger. It's got all, they always sprinkle it with gold dust and use truffle thing. You know, the same things that they put on anything that's really stupidly expensive. Kraft is changing their packaging of Kraft singles to make them easier to open. Really? Were they that difficult? Were you having that much trouble? That's where we are now. The most expensive ice cream in the world. $6,700 per scoop. Oh, let me guess. The ingredients, edible gold leaf. They always do that. A fancy Parmesan cheese. Rare white truffles grown in Italy. Yeah, see, they always put the same stuff in all this expensive stuff. But this one also has sake cassou, which is a yeast paste that's left over when you make rice wine. Oh, that ought to make for some great ice cream. They say it's extremely rich. Well, at least you have to be. And finally, I got a couple more. IHOP selling pancake-flavored coffee. Or is that coffee-flavored pancakes? I think I'd rather go for those. Well, finally, Oscar Mayer changing the name of the Wienermobile to the Frankmobile. They say it's not a woke decision. Sure it isn't. Bring us back the Wiener! We want the Wiener! We're still going to call it the Wienermobile, Even if it pulls up into the parking lot of Alaska Land. It's your foodie roundup. Yeah! Have you guys been following the whole AI thing? Artificial intelligence. It's amazing what they're doing, this chat GPT and everything. A lot of people worried about their jobs. Now, I don't know if you heard this. So we announced it a while back. I think I even played part of one of them. That was, of course, AI redid a Beatles song. They split in 1970, leaving fans wondering what could have been. Now, thanks to the power of artificial intelligence, fans can imagine what it would be like if the group had stayed together or reunited to create new music. AI-generated covers of John Lennon and Paul McCartney singing each other's songs provide a glimpse. It's pretty weird. This is AI of them doing a John Lennon doing Beach Boys.
I may not always love you.
Wow.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Wow, that's really good. So, I think that it's interesting. That does give you an insight and an idea of what it would sound like if the Beatles redid a Beach Boys song.
Show nothing to me.
Yeah, that's okay, that's pretty cool. I tell you what, I think today's artists should be more worried, because they've been putting stuff out, especially like pop, R&B, rap. They've been putting stuff out that sounds AI anyway, with all their auto-tune and redubbing and over-mixing and using other people's beats and Beatles music in the background or whatever. I would be a little concerned if I was a pop star in today's culture, because, yeah, I mean, these guys can pump out some good music. What about you? You worried about your job? Well, have you heard there's a new AI lawnmower? Yeah, even gardeners aren't safe from automation. Now, it's like a Roomba. They've been out for a long time. Over there, Woodway's had this Husqvarna model out front cutting its grass forever. It's pretty cool. Oh, do I want one? Oh, it'd be awesome. It's like a Roomba for your yard. But you, what about you? Are you worried about your job with AI? Well, let me give you some of Glenner's tips for making your job AI-proof. How to AI-proof your job. Step one. Make yourself indispensable in the office. That's right. Simply sleep with your boss. Remember to work someplace where technology is forbidden, like Amish country, or where technology doesn't exist, like Arkansas. You can learn a skill that's impossible to automate, unless that skill is juggling. Then it's less sad to just be unemployed, isn't it? Create unique content that AI can't replicate by doing your job on acid. Make sure to work a job that doesn't require intelligence in the first place. That's why I'm safe. And finally, you want to AI-proof your job? Well, duh, ask AI to AI-proof your job. After all, it can do anything much better than us, right? Damn it, that didn't help, did it? That didn't help at all.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, back again, and joining us are somebody who's become a regular guest from the Crapper Creek Zoo and Landfill. Of course, another wonder of the animal kingdom. Welcome, Bo Montreal from, of course, Animal Friends League here at the Crapper Creek Zoo and Landfill. Bo?
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. And as always, it's a great day to be an animal friend.
All right, so what do you got for us today? It's not something poisonous or vicious, right?
Oh,
right?
Don't be such a fraidy cat. Our Animal Friends League is all about animals. The funny and furry, creepy and crawly, and everything in between. Today, I have one of the most misunderstood creatures in the world.
Okay, I see you've brought something in a burlap sack.
Yes. Say hello to the Western Timber Happy Snake.
What? Wait a second, Bo. I know exactly what that sound is.
Yes, it's the friendly noise of the Western Timber Happy Snake. I can't wait to take it out and show you.
Who the hell you are? That's a rattlesnake, and you're going to get it the hell out of here right now. Go!
Excuse me. Are you an animal expert? Do you go on the radio as an animal expert? Do you wear khaki all the time?
I don't need to be an expert, Bo. It's a rattlesnake. They're really dangerous.
See, look what you've done. It stopped making its little happy noise. I think you hurt its feelings.
Good.
And I think we found someone who isn't a true animal friend. Fine, I'll be going now.
Great, don't forget your happy snake.
Well, I hope your audience has learned something about you. And I hope they remember, you can never love an animal too much. You can just kiss me and my happy snake goodbye. Good day.
So I was reading this article about couples and couples that stay together for a long time. And it says here, one of the indicators is couples that shower together. Well, okay, that kind of makes sense, I guess. But who am I, right? So we got to go to the expert, lovely Maria, who's on the phone with us.
This is Maria.
Hi, love.
Oh, hey, baby. What's going on?
All right, found it. You know, I always call you when we get these surveys about relationships, couples. And this one is about couples that shower together. They say couples that shower together stay together longer. Makes sense, right?
Not really, but okay.
We shower together, but now when we got the new house, you said you wanted a two-headed shower. So we've got a little shower room. It's stone, and it's got two different shower heads that rain down. It's very cool, and it allows us, because remember the old house, we would shower together. One person would be, it was never sexy. It was never like anything on Cinemax. One person would be in the shower, and the other person would be freezing.
Well, yeah, man. Well, you got to remember that shower, too, was what? A foot and a half by a foot and a half.
Yeah, we barely fit in it. So that was when we built the new house, we said, all right, we could shower with like eight people now if we wanted to.
Yeah, we could. That's correct.
I mean, we probably wouldn't. I mean, would we?
We wouldn't.
Okay.
No.
All right. See, throwing it out there.
Try.
It's nice.
Yeah.
And it's good because we actually have our own showers. You know, you have the shower scrunchies. Everybody has a shower. And we've got two of them. We've got a white one and a pink one. And of course, the white one is used for washing the whole body, and we use the pink one for all the, like, the undercarriage and the under the arms and everything.
That's not how it works. The pink one belongs to me. The white one belongs to you. If you're using mine for your undercarriage, we're going to have a talk.
Oh.
Really? Anderson?
So the white one is just for me, and the pink... All right, you might want to get a new pink one.
Oh, bro.
All right, we've got a foodie roundup on the way here in a little bit. And that reminds me of this next little story. Kind of a teaser, a taste, as it were, of the foodie roundup. See what I did there? Uh-huh. And this one's a little weird. The other day was a National Pizza Party Day. Because there's like National Pizza Day, International Pizza, you know, everything has like four different days. Pizza is no different. Anyway, National Pizza Party Day, and the poll was asking, you know, what anything interesting or weird you like to do with your pizza. And believe it or not, some folks are willing to do some strange things. People were asked for their favorite and least favorite toppings. No surprise, pepperoni, obviously very popular. Sausage was next on there. Extra cheese, mushrooms, chicken, pineapples on the top of the bacon, peppers, and meatballs. Anchovies are by far the most hated topping. Jalapenos are second. Eggplant, broccoli. Ugh, broccoli? Why would you ruin a pizza like that? Why would you do that? Americans prefer to have some kind of sauce on their pizza. Most like the marinara, garlic butter, ranch. 10% of people dip their crust in ketchup. What? 8% want hot honey, and 7% want mayonnaise. What? Mayonnaise on your pizza, dipping it in it. What, are you just gonna, trying to get your calorie level? I'm not quite big enough. I gotta get something to push me over the top. Well, dipping my pizza in mayonnaise, I'll do the trick. Who the hell dips their pizza in mayonnaise? I'd rather dip mine in asphalt. You know what? I would rather dip my pizza in tuna can juice or Bud Light. I mean, you know, unless you're Kid Rock, then it's like way more disgusting than mayonnaise. Or I'd rather dip my pizza in Post Malone's bathwater. See, caveat to that one trick question, Post Malone doesn't take baths. I'd rather dip it in a cocktail mixed by Bill Cosby than dip it in mayo. Or the blue stuff that the barber puts the combs in? I'd rather dip my pizza in that. Even the yellow gunk that collects in the back of my fridge. Any of it better. Ah! possessed child vomit would be... All right, maybe I'm going a little over the top now.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.
I think you get my point. I don't like mayo with pizza. That's horrible.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
95.9 from the cabin of Crapper Creek, Alaska. Boys and girls, I've got a treat. So happy today. I got a good friend on the phone. Friend of Alaska, former Fairbanks. And you know we like to celebrate everything Alaska. And some of the folks that are just doing great things. And the ones that have escaped. And this is one of them. Is he somewhere embedded in the bowels of Iowa, Mr. Michael Schaefer. Michael, how are you, sir? Yeah.
Hello, hello from deep in the bowels of Iowa.
That's just, all I could come up with. Now, for those of you that don't know, Michael, of course, a longtime educator here, a teacher of my daughter, one of my daughter's all-time favorite teachers, as a matter of fact, over at West Valley. You were there for a long time. You're a writer. You're a poet. You're an actor. You're a singer. You do it all.
And I try.
It's really impressive, and Fairbanks really lost a good one when you decided to move south. Just a horrible idea, Michael. Horrible idea. Now,
I do. I am committed to coming back to Fairbanks often.
Of course. Now, last time I saw you was this winter, and you were here for our celebrity roast of Willie Blackburn, and you were one on the dais. You were on the board, the panel with us, and you killed it. That was a blast, was it not?
That was so much fun and a good cause, and what a likable target. Willie was a good sport.
Right. And, of course, we've had you at the Comedy Showcase open a show or two doing poetry, some from your books.
Yeah.
And that's a nice segue into your new book. Tell us about it. You just debuted it. You had a book signing party here in Fairbanks a while back. Tell us about the new book.
Well, the book is called Wild Blue Donder. And so it's a play on the phrase Wild Blue Yonder, and it's a nice slick blue cover with a couple of caribou on the front cover.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And the subtitle underneath Wild Blue Donder, it says more silly pop culture poetry from a recovering Alaskan. So.
And they're so witty and thought provoking. I'm not usually into poetry, but yours just grabs me, and I really like it. How can they get this book? Are there places around they can get it?
Well, sure. They can contact me through social media, through Facebook. Otherwise, Amazon sells all of my books. I don't get as much of a cut, but that's a thing, for
right.
people who have Amazon Plus and free delivery. That might be their most preferred option, but you can hit me up on Michael Schaefer on Facebook, and I can sign and endorse and ship. And I'm happy to do that. And I usually get a bigger cut that way of the book sales.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, we would be amiss if we didn't hear some of your work. And I asked for one, maybe radio or something related, and you found something with music related, and it's pretty funny. Yes. I would love to hear it. Now, do you need any musical accompaniment for this?
Well, sure. I mean, the title of it is called Walking on Sunshine. I trust you wholeheartedly if you have any background music or Loompa vamping, or I could just wing it, and you could.
Well,
always...
we could go like some kind—I don't know—beat poetry stuff, maybe.
Or you could just snap and hum in the background when the.
Here you go. How about this?
Oh, I love that. The sax. Yeah, keep the sax.
All right, here we go. We got a little bass and sax for the background. What's the title of the poem?
Walking on Sunshine.
All right. And something we should know all about here in Alaska about this time of the year. So here we go. Yeah. This is Walking on Sunshine with poet Michael Schaefer.
My favorite radio station was having a little fun today. It was, hooking their listeners with a themed hour of rhyming artists and bands. And the DJ explained the one rule, because there have to be rules, apparently. No redundant bands like Duran Duran or Talk Talk. And this made me feel bad for Tony, and not so much for Mr. But the hour kicked off with a deep cut by Scritti Politti and segued nicely into Tears for Fears. But here's a top 10 list of misters and misses that were dissed from this list. And it makes me want to shout, and let it all out. Number 10, Oingo Boingo. Number 9, Quiet Riot. Number 8, Wang Chang. Number 7, Prince and the Hints. Now, sandwiched in between Prince's backup band, The Revolution, and the New Power Generation, this one-off ensemble was thrown together at the request of Spike Lee. He needed a soundtrack closer for his movie School Days and turned to Prince to deliver the goods. Now, the band featured Morris Day on backing vocals, Candy Dulfer on sax, and it replaced longtime Revolution keyboardist Dr. Fink with rising star Thomas Dolby. Although this collaboration only played together in the studio once, they did just what the name implied. They offered hints of what future NPG jams would sound like. Spike Lee ended up snubbing Prince's single, Irresistible Blintz, from the School Days soundtrack to make room for EU's Debut. Number six on this list was Judas Pootis. Number five, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Prawn. We lost Stevie Ray to a helicopter crash in 1990. The guitar virtuoso was larger than life, and he loved three things: Texas, Jimi Hendrix, and jumbo shrimp. Number four is a tie between Alanis Morissanis and Air Supply. Number three, Depeche Mesh, coming to a nearby casino on this summer's Boozapalooza tour. Two, Mats Without Hats, founded by Matthias Doroshuk and Matthew McCarthy in Montreal, this one-hit wonder made their splash with the ubiquitous single Safety Cat. This chart-topping earworm was used in a Meow Mix campaign, lampooned on Saturday Night Live, and even opted by PETA for a memorable ad back in Super Bowl 18. And holding down the number one spot, love 'em, hate 'em, it's Katrina and the Wieners.
That, my friends, is the one, the only Mr. Michael Schaefer walking on sunshine. Michael, thank you so much for being with us, man. Love you. I'll stay in touch with you. And let's do this again.
Yes, I love you too. And I'll hit you up next time I'm in the Fairbanks area. And please, if you ever find yourself in the flyover state, you know, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, give us a call and we'll come show you a good time.
There you go. Thanks, Michael.
All right, bye.
Do you remember, it wasn't that long ago when everybody was, you know, we were so excited because of Google or Ask Jeeves or something. You're asking it ridiculous questions. And then we got the Siri and Alexa and same thing. We're just asking ridiculous questions. Well, now it's Chat's turn. Chat GPT. The AI. Someone asked Chat GPT to name the most common questions people have asked. Like, you know, what's the meaning of life? Good ways to lose weight. How can I start a successful business? But it spurred out also a list of the weirdest questions that AI has been asked. Here's a few to enjoy. Can you help me write a love letter to a tree? If I could shrink myself down to the size of a pencil eraser, how many ants do you think I could take on in a fight? Oh, the answer is none. The ants would tear you up. Do aliens have their own languages, and could you translate them for me? Can you help me find my unicorn? Is it possible to train a hamster to play guitar? What would happen if I tried to microwave a burrito while riding a unicycle? These are all questions people have asked ChatGPT. Can you help me summon a demon? Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? This is a good would-you-rather question. Would you rather... what would happen if we put cats and dogs in charge of the government? I would say probably no change. I don't think we'd be able to tell the difference. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest? Oh, it'd have to be the rhinoceros. How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? I'm having dreams about being a tomato. Is this normal? People are actually asking this. I'm convinced that my neighbor's cat is spying on me. What should I do? I'd say enjoy it, because that's what cats do. Guess what, dude? All the cats in the neighborhood are spying on you. I have a phobia of spaghetti. What can I do to overcome it? Quick drunken stupor into the Olive Garden ought to do it, right? ChatGPT. Even the AI is shaking its head. And this is why they're going to take over the world right there. Those questions. That's why they're going to say screw it, they're going to take over the world. Hey, let me ask you something. When you fly, do you move, do you lean the seat back? Some people say, oh, it's rude to, but then why do all the seats allow it to go back if it's rude? I don't. The airline is telling me it's okay to move my seat back. It's even got a button for it. But here's the way I do it. If it's a daytime flight or something evening, I don't do it. I only move it back. If it's late night and, you know, 90% of the plane is just trying to sleep, I'll move my seat back. And I usually do it slowly during takeoff so they don't really notice until we're up. That's just how I move. But yeah, during the day, no, I don't. But somebody came out with what they call an unethical hack. If the person in front of you puts their seat back, you know what you do? The person in front of you puts their seat back all the way. Just open up your vent full blast and aim it at the back of their head. It'll feel real weird and they won't like it. That's not unethical. It's like, all right, here you go. You want that? All right. There's a few more suggestions people came up with that are totally unethical, but for instance, find a 2-for-1 deal at a restaurant and then offer to take orders and go pick up lunch for your coworkers, then charge them full price and pocket the rest. That's totally unethical. But yeah, I can see that. Here's one. Ready to propose? Buy a cheap old ring at a pawn shop. Claim it was your grandma's. And this one might be the worst of all. New baby? Let's see. I'm going to be a granddad. Did I tell you that? I got to send this one on to Mason because I don't know if I could have done this. Smell their diaper while your spouse is in the room. If it doesn't smell, lie and say, whoa, somebody's got a poopy diaper. Take them, the kid in the other room, pretend to change the diaper, and then the next time they do need changing, tell your spouse it's their turn. So you just pretend they have a poopy diaper, and you take them in the other room to change them, but you don't really change them. That way, the next time it's her turn. Do I dare pass that on to my son? Because that's pretty good. I gotta admit. Well, another week in the can. I mean, not me, but the show. You know what I mean. Well, we are in Crapper Creek, and we do have an outhouse. It was a good one. Thank you for listening. Remember to share this program with your friends and follow us. And don't forget to follow Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. If you Google that, you're going to find the podcast, of course, which you've already done. You're going to find the general store, the YouTube page, Twitter channel, Facebook, and of course, my live daily radio show on X-Rock, the farthest north rock station on planet Earth. Next week on the podcast, things we believed as children. Lovely Maria will be in to talk about her cereal sneezing. We'll talk about how karaoke sucks, stupid answers to ridiculous questions, and pooping in public. All next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.